This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Assistant Treasurer Stuart Robert has said the removal of gender from birth certificates is not just reckless, it's madness. The Liberal member for Fadden said that the changes could disrupt the collection of planning data, which informs targeted funding for education and health services. Robert's comments have angered Tasmanian advocates, who fought for the option to remove gender from birth certificates, which they say will help prevent discrimination. Proponents of religious freedoms have repeatedly claimed that there are no examples of staff or students experiencing discrimination for being LGBTI at religious schools. But the full review into religious freedoms, conducted by former Attorney General Philip Ruddock, details hearing from people who had experienced exactly that. The review heard from one school which said that their process was to explain that the school's traditional view of marriage would be taught in school, and in schools where discrimination had occurred, students were left with very little recourse. Former Prime Minister John Howard has said the politics of discrimination against LGBTI students has stymied debate on religious freedoms. Howard slammed the debate on the issue as maddening while insisting that schools be allowed to teach the ethos of their religious affiliation. In an interview at the National Press Club, Howard also spoke out against the curse of identity politics, which he described as an absolute evil thing for rational political debate, while reiterating his stance against same-sex marriage. A new campaign launched by the Queensland government seeks to draw attention to the issue of domestic violence in the LGBTI community. The campaign is part of the state government's broader push to end domestic and family violence. Minister for the Prevention of Domestic and Family Violence, Dee Farmer, said the campaign's focus was on raising awareness around the subject and to deliver advice and information on where to look for support to LGBTI people, sister girls and brother boys in Queensland. The New South Wales government is offering a $1 million reward for information leading to a conviction in the gay hate murder of Scott Johnson. The reward increase was announced to coincide with the 30th anniversary of Johnson's death on December 10, 1988. Johnson's body was found naked at the bottom of a 60-metre cliff at Northhead, at a time when robberies, homophobic assaults and murders were rife in Sydney. The Equality Campaign will relaunch as Equality Australia as the minds behind the Marriage Equality Campaign look forward to future battles for LGBTI rights. Equality Australia will look to take the fight to Prime Minister Scott Morrison over LGBTI discrimination exemptions in religious and private schools next year. The new organisation will operate under incoming CEO Anna Brown, now former Director of Legal Advocacy at the Human Rights Law Centre and former co-chair of the Equality Campaign. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Olympic ice skater Eric Radford is starting a music career. The gold medalist released a new single called Storm that he wrote and performed on the piano while fellow Canadian Patrick Chan skated during the Thank You Canada tour. Radford said he's looking forward to getting back into the studio to explore his new passion project. British pro golfer Mel Reid has come out as gay. The six-time European winner revealed the news in an interview with Athlete Ally, saying she kept her sexuality quiet for so long because she thought it would help her career and ability to gain sponsors. The 31-year-old then says she realised she'd only attract the right people in her life if she was able to be her authentic self. And finally, Mexican boxer Dario Laralde has apologised for saying he supports Adolf Hitler's anti-gay views. Laralde made a Twitter video where he said that gays make him sick and that even though Hitler's a bad person, he agrees with his opinion that homosexuals are like the plague. He later posted an apology video where he denied being homophobic and said his excuse for the comments was that he was being harassed by gays.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.